Ladies and gentlemen, this is our main event of the evening, and it's to be held under WWA scaffold match rules. This contest will also carry a 30-minute time limit. Once both wrestlers are lifted high into the air, you can either win this bout by tossing your opponent 15 feet from the scaffold down onto the canvas, or by gaining a pinfall. Introducing first, and returning to Mexico for one night only, he hails from Mexico City, Mexico. He is known throughout the world as the Mexican Maniac, the Latino Lunatic, and in the United States as the master of the most dangerous holds in all of professional wrestling, the Diablo Driver. He has discarded his mask, fought for everyone else but himself. But through it all, he has continued his quest to become a world champion here in WWA. All the time, this man has never forgotten his Mexican heritage. Tonight, he wants you all to know that this bout, whether he wins or loses, is dedicated to his father, who is sitting here down at ringside, Mr. De Hoya. Fans, you know him, and you love him. He's from Mexico. Stand on your feet and greet the Latino Fury, La Sombra.
You know who they came here to see just by the reaction? It was said that tickets went on sale on eBay before the wrestlers even found out about the show. The fans are on their feet to greet the Mexican Maniac. This is who they have come here to see tonight. This is what we've all been waiting for and what the people of Mexico have been waiting for. It's the man without fear. It's been nearly 5 years since the last time La Sombra was given the opportunity to wrestle again here in Mexico. Finally, La Sombra has come back to his home of Mexico City, Mexico. Here he comes with a Mexican flag draped around his shoulders. His head is down, trying to soak in and hold back the tears from the fans cheering his name. It's been too long since La Sombra has walked down this aisle in the Mexican arena. The fans are rabid. Listen to them screaming his name. Latino Fury has returned to his motherland. Will he walk out of Sunday Superstar as a winner or the world champion?
The women day.
And his opponent. He comes to us from all around the globe. And because of his international influence, he has been given the name the Ambassador. He is also known throughout the world as our WWA World Television Champion. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome the man who is loved throughout the world and goes by the name of Spaz Forte.
Everyone knows Spaz Forte has had a tough week. Going all the way to Japan with Mike Kavanaugh, some say Forte learned absolutely nothing on his trip to the Orient, which was supposed to facilitate his need to gain balance for this scaffold match. With Jacob Chikas still out of the country and in Japan, Spaz Forte is live without a net, literally. You have to give the edge to La Sombra. It's unbelievable. Both men have gotten up onto the scaffolds. They are shaking hands. There is definitely mutual respect between the two men. But once this thing is raised 15 feet high into the air, it's going to be all over. There are going to be no friendships. There's not going to be any consideration. This is about the WWE World Television Championship and La Sombra's opportunity in front of his hometown crowd to prove to the Mexican people and his family sitting at ringside that he is not washed up and that he is worthy of the name De Hoya. All right, the scaffold has reached the apex. It's time for our main event, and here we go. Locking horns on the top of the scaffold, Forte forces Sombra's back into the railing and laying in a pair of hard knife edge chops. The international Superman takes the early advantage. Slam by Forte and Spaz trips on his own feet. Sombra down onto the grating of the scaffold. Down below, the fans cheer on their hometown hero, and La Sombra responds with a clothesline from the knees. On his back, the referee makes the count. One, two, 3, but Forte kicks out. He's not going down like that. Pulling Spaz off his feet, Forte does a duck under and goes behind La Sombra with incredible speed. Spaz applies a tight sleeper hold, and La Sombra twists and turns, snapping down hard. He counters with a snapmare. Sleeper now countering again by La Sombra. Wow! That move! The Mexican Maniac is lightning fast as the scaffold continues to sway back and forth. The man in stripes asks Spaz Forte if he's willing to submit.
Have you had enough?
Forte responds with an adamant no. La Sombra is not waiting for Spaz to concede defeat, and whipping the champion around, drills a world television title holder face first into the steel stairs. Spaz starts to twitch and pulling Forte back onto his feet. It's La Sombra with a high vertical suplex. Flip over on the scaffold and the count. One, two, no! Kick out by Forte, and this one's gonna continue. Spaz looks completely outclassed up there on the scaffold. His balance seems to be off, and his move selection is horrific. On the other hand, La Sombra's moving like a trapeze artist onto the scaffold railing. La Sombra's getting into a very dangerous position. The people down below are getting concerned. One slip and he could fall, ending the match and perhaps his wrestling career. He's arching backwards and oh my god! Moonsault from the railing on top of Spaz Forte by La Sombra, and this one has to be over. One, two, three, we have a brand new WWE World Television Champion. Hold it, hold it, hold the phone. The referee is signaling to it. Oh my, Spaz is gushing with blood from his forehead. Look at the blood dripping through the scaffold grate from 15 feet high in the air. Seeing Spaz is hurt, La Sombra picks up the pace by setting up another DDT, but by this time Forte arches backwards, countering with a back body drop.
Whoa.
La Sombra flips over. No, he's countering with a sunset flip. Forte kicking his legs. One, two, center kick by Forte to the head, breaks the hold, and my god, La Sombra was that close to becoming the new champion. Forte dives forward, tracking La Sombra across the bridge of the nose with a double axe handle, and down goes the challenger, looping Sombra's arm over his head. Forte arches backwards, looking to execute his own version of the leaping vertical suplex, but he loses grip on the bloody scaffold floor. Head on the railing, Forte appears to be out cold. La Sombra seems confused, but looking over the scaffolding and seeing his family at ringside, he yells down to them for the Diablo Driver. If he hits this, Spaz is definitely not going to recover. La Sombra looks over the railing, and my god, Forte's up! Oh my god, he just threw La Sombra over the next railing! Oh my god, Forte just threw Sombra over the railing! No, wait a second! Spaz Forte is just passed out from the loss of blood and dangling by one hand from 15 feet above the ring. La Sombra skins the cat and this place goes nuts. La Sombra did not fall. He's back on the canvas. Diablo Driver on Spaz Forte. One, two, three, and in the immortal words of Tony Salami, three! And we have a brand new WWE World Television Champion, La Sombra has done it!
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by pinfall and new WWE World Television Champion, Latino Fury, La Sombra!
The fans are dancing, and this place has exploded. La Sombra has come home, and in front of a sold-out crowd in a Mexico arena, has defeated one of the most talented men in the business, Spaz Forte, as the scaffold starts to lower, and La Sombra's entire family flood the ring, awaiting their new World Television Champion to greet them. What the hell is that? The lights are flickering, and with Spaz Forte still out. Oh my god, no! Oh, oh my god, no! Son of a... Why? Oh my god, Jeremiah Wilson has appeared from the... Oh my god, he just tossed La Sombra off the scaffold 10 feet down onto the ring, and it just gave way to a cavernous hole. Inside the hole, La Sombra's father! Oh, and the television title! Look at the replay as La Sombra comes flying down, and look at his practically 80-year-old dad trying to catch him. Thank god he missed his son, because at that age he might have been killed. Oh my god, look at the hole open, and La Sombra's entire family practically got sucked inside of the ring. The champion is not moving, and Jeremiah Wilson has just ascended back into the rafters with Spaz Forte over his shoulder. People around the ringside are in tears. The confusion is pandemonium here. I don't even know what I'm saying. All I've been told is that Wilson has just left the arena with Spaz Forte locked inside a coffin. It's complete chaos, and La Sombra has still not emerged from the ring. Coming down to ringside of the Black Knight and most of the WWA locker room to check on the status of La Sombra and his family. I don't believe this. Everyone is going crazy here. We have to get some order in the ring. Come on, security. Keep these people out. That's it, folks. We're out of time. I'm the Promo Machine, and on behalf of the WWAEWrestling.org, we would like to bid you goodbye from Mexico City, Mexico.